Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Everett M. Rogers' Diffusion of Innovations, 5th edition, is an authoritative exploration into the complexities of how new ideas and technologies spread within cultures and societies. First published in 1962 and iteratively refined, this book offers a comprehensive theory about the adoption process of innovations across various disciplines, from marketing to public health and beyond. Rogers, a prominent scholar in communication and sociology, synthesizes research from over 500 diverse diffusion studies and presents a cohesive framework that outlines the mechanisms and patterns inherent in the diffusion process. The book meticulously details factors influencing adoption, categorizes adopters, and discusses strategies to facilitate diffusion effectively. This seminal work is vital for understanding the interplay between innovation, communication, and societal change, making it essential for professionals and academics alike who are involved in change management and innovation strategies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the diffusion process. The diffusion process is central to understanding how novel ideas and technologies take hold in a society. Rogers breaks down this process into distinct stages: knowledge, persuasion, decision, implementation, and confirmation. Each stage represents a crucial step in the adoption of new innovations. Initially, individuals or entities gain knowledge about the innovation, followed by developing an attitude towards it during the persuasion stage. They then make a decision to adopt or reject the innovation, implement it, and finally seek reinforcement that the decision was correct or reverse the decision if it yields unsatisfactory results. This process underscores the nonlinear nature of adoption and highlights the various factors from socioeconomic to communication channels that can influence each step. Secondly, categories of adopters. Rogers identifies 5 categories of adopters which help in predicting the adoption rates and patterns within a community: innovators, early adopters, early majority, late majority, and laggards. Innovators are the first to adopt an innovation and are willing to take risks. Early adopters are more discreet but are considered as opinion leaders and play a significant role in influencing the early majority. The early and late majorities represent the larger segment of society, adopting innovations after a varying degree of peer review. Laggards are the last to adopt, often resistant to change. Understanding these categories assists marketers, policymakers, and change agents to strategize effectively and tailor communications based on the characteristics of each group. Thirdly, role of communication channels. Communication channels are pivotal in the diffusion process, acting as the medium through which information about an innovation is transmitted. Rogers emphasizes the importance of both mass media and interpersonal channels. While mass media is more effective at reaching a larger audience rapidly during the knowledge stage, interpersonal channels are crucial for persuading individuals to adopt an innovation, particularly when the decision depends on subjective evaluation of the innovation's utility. Rogers' insights into communication underline the need for a strategic mix of channels to effectively address different audiences and influence adoption rates. Fourthly, social systems and norms. The social system provides the context under which the diffusion of innovations occurs, impacting the spread through norms, culture, and social structure. Rogers discusses how the characteristics of a social system, such as homophily or heterophily among members, can significantly affect the diffusion process. Additionally, he explores how opinion leaders and change agents within social systems can leverage their positions to accelerate the adoption process. Understanding the dynamics of social systems is crucial for implementing successful diffusion strategies in any context, be it a small community or a global market. Lastly, innovation decision process. The innovation decision process is a key focus of Rogers' theory, which examines the mental process through which an individual, or other decision-making unit, passes from first knowledge of an innovation to forming an attitude towards the innovation, to a decision to adopt or reject, to implementation of the new idea, and to confirmation of this decision. This model highlights the personal and contextual influences that can affect the decision-making process, including individual characteristics, perceived attributes of the innovation, and external influences from the environment or peer groups. By understanding this decision-making process, organizations and individuals promoting innovations can better design and tailor their approaches to match the needs and behaviors of different adopter categories. In conclusion, Everett M. Rogers, Diffusion of Innovations offers indispensable insights for anyone involved in marketing, change management, public policy, and education, among other fields. This book is particularly valuable for those tasked with introducing new ideas or technologies into a market or community, as understanding the detailed dynamics of how innovations are adopted can significantly enhance the effectiveness of their efforts. By grounding strategy in Rogers' diffusion theory, professionals can tailor their approaches to align with specific adopter categories, leverage appropriate communication channels, and account for the influence of social structures. Thus, reading this comprehensive guide not only helps in crafting successful diffusion strategies, but also contributes to more informed, efficient decision-making processes that underpin successful innovation adoption. If you would like to support Everett M. Rogers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.